Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the first CD by Bela Fleck and the Flecktones on Warner Brothers Records. We heard Hurricane Camille. When I was younger, I was easily excited by new sounds. They seemed to be everywhere. As I have grown older, I find most new music interests me less and less. However, occasionally a recording comes along that really knocks my hat in the creek, as my friend Joe Newberry says. The next two episodes of the Sing Out Radio Magazine will focus on some of the music that attracted me in the late 60s and early 70s, my high school and college days, and some of the more recent recordings that I find intriguing today. The title of the next two editions of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is Acoustic Eclectic, derived from a program that was broadcast on the local NPR station where I host a weekly program. It was hosted by the late Otto Bost, and I dedicate these shows to him. He reignited my interest and introduced me to some wonderful new music. Open this week's program with Gypsy Solitaire from Frazier and the Bolt. I wore out three copies of their LP on Columbia back in the day, as they say. They're joined by violinist Ian Gwenther. Acoustic Eclectic on the next two editions of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Hold the table steady, 'cause it's time for solitaire. I said, hold. don't say that you're an angel, 'cause an angel can't desire. But your teeth are laced with dynamite, and your tongue is liquid fire. Hold the table steady, 'cause it's time for salt. Jokers and the jacks get
stop and give a poor boy a ride. But the nighttime will be coming soon, and it's getting cold outside, and my hand is getting numb from sticking out my thumb. But if I can just keep moving, then I'll be satisfied, 'cause I'm a hitchhiker, I'm a boy without a home. A suitcase and my old guitar are the only things I own. And though I tried to settle down in many a city and town, the only time I'm happy is when I'm rambling round. You might find me on the freeway or on Route 66, with nothing in my pocket except my old guitar picks, and I'll be glad to sing a song if you'll just take me along. But if you don't like my singing, we can just talk politics, 'cause I'm a hitchhiker, I'm a boy without a home. A suitcase and my old guitar are the only things I own. And though I've tried to settle down in many a city and town, the only time I'm happy is when I'm rambling round.
This week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, our theme is Acoustic Eclectic. Some of the music that I've listened to over the years that has just been a little bit left of center and has really, really, really excited me. We just heard from the Blue Velvet Band, and back when I was in college, you never knew what kind of stuff was going to come out of my dorm room. I had all kinds of music, from music of the Middle Ages all the way up to Sun Ra. But the Blue Velvet Band was one of my very favorite LPs back in the day. And the band was made up of Jim Rooney, Richard Green, Bill Keith, and Eric Weisberg. The recording was called Sweet Moments with the Blue Velvet Band. It was on Warner Brothers Records. We heard the tune Hitchhiker, which is included on a wonderful collection called Silver Meteor, a progressive country anthology on Sierra Records. A little bit later than that, I was the music director at our local NPR station for a couple of years, and I went searching high and low for Gillian Welch's first recording, Hell Among the Yearlings. I hadn't really heard it, but I understood it was wonderful. As soon as it came in and I listened to Caleb Meyer, I was just completely knocked out, entranced by David Rawlings' guitar backup. We heard Caleb Meyer from Hell Among the Yearlings, Gillian Welch, on Almo Records, and we let off that set with Fraser and DeBolt and Gypsy Solitaire from their very first Columbia recording. We are listening to some of the music that really excited me, and one of the bands that I listened to a lot was the Cache Valley Drifters, and the Acousticats kind of came out of that band. Here's California Republic from the Acousticats and their recording Down at Evangelina's on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
From the midst of southern Oregon to the border of old Mexico, Rio, Colorado, to the wide Pacific shore, from the coast of Mendocino through San Francisco Bay to the majesty of Big Sur, down past Monterey, roll on, Cache Valley.
California. The Republic is white and high. You're my final destination. I will be here when I die. From the streets of San Diego on up the Mission Trail, follow ancient footsteps where words of faith prevail. From Shasta through the gold fields, Tahoe to Death Valley, where the hills of California are always home to me. Roll on, California, the Republic is white and high. You're my final destination. I will be here when I die. Well, the lonesome mountain pine in the high Sierra Range cascades down Yosemite to the mighty San Joaquin. From the mountains to the desert, from Nevada to the sea, well, the hills of California are always home to me. Roll on, California, the Republic is white and high. You're my final destination. I will be here when I die. I will be here when I die.
Thank you.
when I die.
Someday about 25 years from now, when we've all grown old from a wondering how, we'll all sit down at the city dump and talk about the good old days. Oh, you'll pass a joint and I'll pass a wine, and anything good from down the line. A lot of good things went down one time back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. Good people are done, gone, gone. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days. Sometimes we get to thinking that we're almost done and there ain't nothing left that we can figure out. And I guess it must have seemed a lot more like that back in the good old days. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. There's always somebody, don't you know? I hang around a saying, well, I told you so, back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people are done, gone, gone. Now that's my life, but when I sing this song about back in the good old days. Oh, we'll all join hands and we'll gather round when that old guitar starts to make that sound. A lot of good things went down, downtown, back in the good old days. We's in love with the people that we hadn't even met, out for anything that we could get. Oh, we did it then and we'll do it yet, back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1723. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from Bela Fleck and the Flecktones' very first recording on Warner Brothers Records from back in 1990. And we heard Reflections of Lucy, a take on Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from the Beatles. That's on Warner Brothers Records. This week, we're listening to acoustic eclectic music, music that just doesn't stay within the boundaries and doesn't color in the lines. We just heard from John Mayall, from the classic recording The Turning Point, recorded in July of 1969 at the Fillmore East, and we heard Room to Move. When that recording came out, a lot of the guys that thought they were really hot blues guitar players started trading in their Les Pauls for classical guitars. It's on Polydor Records. And before that, from John Hartford's classic recording Aeroplane, we heard Back in the Good Old Days. John Hartford, Norman Blake, Tut Taylor, Randy Scruggs, and Vassar Clements, who played that nice long cadenza at the end. Aeroplane was on Warner Brothers Records. Most recently, it's been reissued on Rounder Records. And before that, we let off the set with the Acousticats from their recording Down at Evangelina's. And we heard the California Republic. It's on Flying Fish Records. We're going to lead off this next set with an interesting recording that arrived at our house at college, and nobody seemed to want it. And I said, I'll take it. Took it upstairs, and oh my gosh, it was music I had never heard before. The recording was called Hillbilly Jazz, and it was produced by David Bromberg and Vassar Clements and a bunch of other folks, including DJ Fontana. This is an old tune from Benny Goodman called Breakfast Feud. This is the band from Hillbilly Jazz on the Sing Out radio magazine. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're listening to music that's best described as acoustic eclectic this week and next on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and we just heard the Horseflies from the recording Two Traditions, contemporary fiddle music with ethnic percussion accompaniment, and we heard Hangman's Reel from the Horseflies. And before that, most banjo players shy away from playing waltzes, but Tony Ellis doesn't. He writes beautiful ones, too. We heard Cherry Blossom Waltz from Tony Ellis and his son Bill playing the guitar from Farewell My Home on Flying Fish Records. And before that, Guy Van Duzer sort of shook it all up with his wonderful stride guitar music. And we heard When I See an Elephant Fly, which was from the movie Dumbo, from stride guitar from Guy Van Duzer on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard from the David Grisman Quintet and a tune written by Artie Traum, a tune called Fish Scale, from their very first recording, the David Grisman Quintet, on Kaleidoscope Records. And we let off that set with Hillbilly Jazz, featuring Doug Jernigan on the steel and Vassar Clements on the fiddle and David Bromberg on the guitar. And we heard Breakfast Feud, an old tune from Benny Goodman. That's on Flying Fish Records, Hillbilly Jazz. Well, next week we'll hear some more acoustic eclectic music, some stuff that's more recent than these classics we've been listening to this week. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio magazine. This is episode 1723.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in